I'm Dan Abnett, and you're listening to Sean Hammer.
Well, hello and welcome to Sean Hammer. We are back, and today we'll be talking about a Book One Master in two forms, actually. I'll explain that in a bit, but we're going to be talking about Douglas McMorning. First, we'll go over what I've been doing. Been playing some Malifaux, which has really been freaking nice. I've been taking a different crew each week on to play some guys at the local game store. I've not been specializing on one crew or the other, just so people who come by and look at the game might be interested. I'm bringing a different assortment of buildings and terrain each week, different crew for myself or the gentlemen I'm playing are playing the same crews to get used to them. And it's giving me a chance just to keep them on the toes right now until I actually subjugate myself to a crew for a while. My Bunraku cards finally came in the mail. Thank you, Weird. Got no freebies or nothing when they came, but they took forever to get here. But at least they're here. I might bring my Kaladi crew tomorrow. So, don't know that. On top of everything else, I've been painting, and that's been nice. I started my for my Riva crew today. And in 45 minutes yesterday, I painted up two Bunraku, really cool, for my Titania crew, which we'll cover in a relatively short little amount of time. Last week, the new Hero Clicks and the Professor's Xavier's, Academy came out. Nothing really to write home about with that set. A couple filler pieces from some X sets and stuff like that, but nothing too exciting. Okay, so that's about all I've been doing, besides working and getting my stuff ready to go to Adepticon this year, which I have no idea really what I'm going to be participating in at Adepticon, but we'll go over. Maybe I'll do some interviews, go over some games I play and everything, but I'm just going to go have some fun. Took a week off work. Why not, right? Okay, here we got McMorning. Now, he is a guild master and a resurrectionist master in the new format. So first I'm going to go through and talk to you about my one crew. Both are crews that I picked, a Resur crew and a Guild crew. And we'll go over that. So I won't get every aspect of McMorning, but what I'm interested in playing right now and what I have the models for, or will have the models for, soon enough. First up is my one crew called Doctor Is In. This is my Guild crew with Dr. McMorning, but I got Dr. Dreyfus or Dreyfus. I got the limited edition model for her, and I like it. Out of all the McMorning models, I like this one. Even though I painted absolutely beautiful Dr. McMorning, two nurses, and Sebastian, that's how I played with my Redzer. Well, at least the McMorning on that one, but played the Doctor on this one. So the crew consists of basically Dr. McMorning, the zombie Chihuahua, which I can't go anywhere about without that, Sebastian. Now I'm reaching into the Malifaux starter box. I'm playing Dr. Grimwell, a nurse Heartsbane, one regular nurse, and two orderlies. With upgrades and everything, I've got a exactly 50 soul stone crew with a 4 cash. We'll go ahead and cover the good doctor. Let's see. So McMorning here is running in with a defense 5, 5 willpower, 14 wounds, which is pretty exceptional for a master. 5 walk, 7 charge, height 2. The abilities are, I should probably go about this. Hold on. Bad podcasting. Sorry, everyone. I can go ahead and put out the, oh my god. Alright, let me go. McMorning, okay. On this app I'm using, you get the, when you take upgrade, you get the upgrade rules on the thing too. But here we go. Organ donor. After this model inflicts damage with a melee attack action, it heals amount of damage equal to the damage inflicted. This model may not heal more than 5 damage per activation this way. So, lead you to believe if you're smacking with the good old doctor, you're going to be gaining health back. So, that's always pretty cool. He's got Heart of Wound 1. He's got Catalyst, which means other models with the poison condition which begin their activation within 8 inches or an aura of 8 or of 8. One or more models with this ability, they immediately suffer 1 damage from the poison condition, then lower their poison condition value by 1. So it allows you to go ahead and pre-damage somebody, just not having to worry about the end of the turn. Also, McMorning Cruz and himself, you can go through, I think it's him himself, you can heal off of the poison too, so it's pretty cool. He's got Precise, which you ignore armor and heart of wound, which is, it's pretty damn spiffy if you think about it. His attack actions, he's got surgical implements. This is range 1, it's going to cause 2, 3, 6 damage. Not bad at all. Built-in crow gives you infect, which gives some poison, and gives them another amount of poison for as many crows as you have in the final duel. But you throw a mask in there, and after succeeding, push McMorning into base contact with a target. So, you're going to be... You can get up. You can get up to McMorning. That's all. He's got Rancid Transplants as the second one. Casting a 7 with a range 8. Target model gains poison plus 2 condition. For each other undead model within 3 inches of it, the target gains an additional poison plus 2. Each other undead model within 3 inches suffer 1 damage. Well, big deal. and you throw a mask in with this one. This one's ready. Basically, pushing him up. He's got expunge built in, so target model suffers amount of damage equal to its current poison value up to a maximum of 9. Whew. So you can lower the target's poison condition value by 9 to a minimum of 0. And for tactical actions, he's got injection. 0 action. Target another friendly model within 8 inches. Push the target up to its walk in any direction, then place a scheme marker in base contact with it. The target gains poison 2. So, like I said, it's tricky. With the Guild McMorning crew, you're going to go through and you're gonna do some poison and stuff like that. But it's just generally... I found myself wanting to be a direct damage master with that. Even though, with the upgrades I took Evidence Tampering. Gives them the following ability, Evidence Tampering. At the end of the game, any enemy scheme markers within 4 inches of this model become friendly to you instead. So, well, that's always nice, right? Scalpel Slinging, which is immediately take a surgical implements attack against a target within 6 inches. And this is 0 action. And, free attack action 6 inches away with a good damage spread. Not bad at all. Let's see, the next upgrade I took on him is On the Clock. It gives the McMorning the following ability, Steady Group. Crews containing this model may hire nurses, Sebastian, and a zombie chihuahua, regardless of the crew's declared faction. So it allows you to have, your study group going with you. He's got spot weakness. A lot of people love saying this little thing. In order of the governor secretary, I love seeing that. But what it allows you to do is target model gains the following condition into the end of turn. Precise. Damage caused by this model ignores armor, heart, or wound. So you're handing out that precise ability to somebody else. So that's nice. And you two, after succeeding, immediately take this action again. This action may not declare triggers. So, it's pretty nice, but really that upgrade is for your study group. So you can bring Sebastian, nurses, and stuff in your guild McMorning crew. Next up, I picked Guild Corner. Coroner. This model gains the following ability. Time of death before I got here. After killing an enemy model with a melee action, place a friendly skeen marker in base contact with a different enemy model within 12 inches of line of sight. This model may then take the zero action printed on this card. So, zero action is 2. He's got paid by the body. Discard all corpse markers within range. For every 2 corpse markers discarded this way, add 1 soulstone to the crew's soulstone pool or corpse retrieval duty. Discard a corpse marker within 3 inches of this model to draw 2 cards, then discard a card. So, allows you a little bit of card manipulation and checking things out from there and everything. And that's all the upgrades I took for the guild, Dr. McMorning. He's also bringing along the zombie chihuahua. And I did this for, I like the zombie chihuahua. And I'm keeping her with the guild one because it reminds me of my wife's chihuahua, Angel, which kind of is a hideous little beast too. But anyway, this is a defense 4, willpower 4, 4 wounds, 5 walk, 7 charge, height 1 model. It's got companion, insignificant, and horrific odor. At the end of this model's activation, it may make all models within 2 inch aura or pulse gain a poison +2. I mean, it's just happening. There's no resist duel or nothing. You're just taking poison because the dog smells. Attack action, annoying yapping teeth. Suffers damage is 001, and the target gains the poison 1 condition. So again, then again, adding more poison to that. Smell weakness. Target gains the following condition for the rest of the game. Susceptible. This model loses any immunity to the poison condition. Then you can sacrifice this model. It's worth it if you got to. And but what's really cool is it's got expunge. It's just same thing as Dr. McMorning. Targeted model suffers an amount of damage equal to its current poison condition value up to maximum of 9. Then you lower the target's poison condition by 9 to a minimum of 0. So, I mean, for 0 action on a little dog that's at least going to hand out 3 damage, if you think about it, and not too bad. Next up, we have Sebastian. Not like good old Sebastian. For my guild Sebastian crew, I bought the female set for the Through the Breach so I can, like, manufacture my own Sebastian model so I can have a female Sebastian. I just didn't want the tubby little guy, but I like him regardless. I like the old model. I'm not so sure if I like the new one yet. He looks way too cartoony, but and I don't want to buy the whole box set just for that. But old Sebastian here. Let's see. Oh. Okay, that's sick. Okay, good old Sebastian. Now, Sebastian's pretty cool. He's McMorning's little goon henchman type thing. Well, he's exactly a henchman. Living Rare 1. Stories are pretty cool about him. He's got a defense 5, 5 willpower, 9 wounds, 5 walk, 6 charge, height 1. His abilities are Induction. Enemy models within a 6-inch aura that suffer damage from the poison condition suffer an additional 2 damage from the poison condition. So, he's making something that would just normally do 1 bit of poison to you, in reality, at the end of turn, do 3. Not bad at all, for nothing, just being by you. He's got Accomplish, Hard to Wound 1, and he's got Catalyst. Other models which begin with, he does the same thing as McMorning with the Catalyst, so that's nice as well. His attack actions, he's only got one. He's got Bone Saw, which is going to cause 2, 3, 5 damage, and it causes infect with a crow, which is a built-in crow. So he's going to hand out some poison to you. Tactical actions, he's got Undercover. Until the start of this model's next activation, shooting attacks targeting models with an 8-inch aura of him suffer negative flip, so that's cool. He's got Bloody Harvest. Now, this is a cast. Range of 3, models within range must succeed in a defense 8 duel or suffer 4 damage. The target number for this duel is increased by the value of the poison condition on this model to up to a maximum of 17. Now, the upgrades I took on Sebastian here, though, are Plant Evidence, which is a goodie for the guild. Allows you to plant evidence, which at the end of the game push up to 4 inches in any direction and this model is made on can take one interact action to place a scheme marker and finish the job. So when this model is killed, place a scheme marker based contact with itself. So, and the game's based around schemes and cards, so you can't go wrong. The other upgrade I took form is Unknowable Pain. Other friendly living and undead models within 8 inches aura gain the following ability. It's a defense, willpower, with a mask, pain magnet. After suffering damage from an attack, this model may push its charge towards the model which damaged it. So that gives you a nice little thing, I believe, if you got your guys around, you got your soft cover given out by Sebastian, they hit you with a range attack, you can push your charge towards them. You're going to take some damage, but if you have a little mask in your hand, you're going to take it anyway. Might as well. Now, this crew runs 2 henchmen. Like I said, I'm running with the starter box set, and this one is Dr. Grimwell. His defense 6, willpower 5, 9 wounds, 5 walk, 7 charge, height 2. His abilities are In My Care. This model gains a plus to flip to disengaging strikes. Unimpeded, so everyone knows what it is. He ignores severe terrain, and he's got nimble, so he gets free movement that he can do. Not bad at all. A little bit of, gets around a little bit, I guess. His attack actions, he's got Skull Saw. It's 2 range, with damage spread 2, 3, and 5. With a mask trigger, he's gone mad. After damaging the target's controller, must discard 1 card, a fable. And with a ram, he's got critical strike because, well, he's freaking guild. Next up, he's got Lobotomy. This is 2 range. This is a 2 attack action, too. Target suffers 4, 6, or 10. So that is a pretty damn good damage spread right there. It should be for taking 2 attack action. He's got tactical action of Doctor's Orders. This model may discard a card to target a friendly minion model within 6 inches, and then move the target up to 4 inches in any direction. This action may only be taken once per turn. So, not bad at all. I'm running with him his one upgrade that he actually is just for him, and that is Research Grant, and that allows his gains the following ability, Advanced Research. If this model kills an enemy model, add 1 soulstone to this crew's soulstone pool. So that's nice. Hopefully with that damage spread he's doing out and stuff. He's a henchman. Hopefully he does kill something. Another thing, too. I like running 2 henchmen in this group as well. Because things like Bodyguard murder protege, so it'd be kind of nice. Have them out there. Although, Murder Protege, Dr. Grimwell, has a higher cost, so he's going to be target, but it is what it is. Next up, we have Nurse Heartsbane, which I will be running plant evidence on her as well, because, well, why not, right? Let's see. Nurse Heartsbane, she's another one, comes from the set. She's an enforcer. And she has a defense 6, 5 willpower, 7 wounds, walk 5, 7 charge, height 2. She's got Tusk Subject's ability. So, at the end of this model's activation, it heals 1 damage. She got defense with a mask, which she's not built in. She has to have a mask, is medicate him. If this model succeeds, the attacker must discard 2 cards or the activation fails immediately. So that's cool. Oh, immediately ends, sorry. And in the name of research, after this model kills an enemy model, it may draw a card and discard a card. Not bad at all. For attack action, she has Electroshock. So, target suffers 2, 4, 6 damage. With a crow, she's got convulsions on the trigger. After damaging, move the target up to 3 inches any direction. Then if the target may discard a card, if it does not move it up again in 3 inches any direction, and if you throw a mask in there, put the restraints on. After damaging, the target gains the following conditions at end of turn. Straitjacket, and this means that the model may not take attack actions. So, relatively, it's kind of like a paralyze, I guess. Next up, she's got Hold Still, Deer. Range of 10. Target model gains the following condition to end of the turn. Strap down. This model may not take walk or charge actions. Yeah. She's all about controlling the poor patient right there. And tactical action, she is right behind you. This is a zero. Move this model up to 4 inches in any direction. And with a trigger of a mask, it's back to bed. After succeeding, this model may immediately perform a 1 attack action. So that's not bad, because it's a zero. Trigger it, another attack. Pretty nifty. That and it, with everyone being like the doctor theme too. I mean, I do like this. What we have left is the nurse and orderly. I'll do the orderly first. And nurse after that, because she's got a little bit to go with her. And they'll take us fresh into, we'll not even take a music break. We'll just take a second weapon whistle and stuff. And we'll go over the Rezzer Dr. McMorning, which I think might be a lot cooler. I don't know. Well, anyway, the orderly is a witch hunter, minion living, Vera 2, defense 5, willpower 5, wound 6, 6 walk, 8 charge, height 2. Tough subject on that, so heal after it activates, unimpeded, and in the name of research, same as Nurse Heartsbane. For attack actions, they got medical instruments, suffering 2, 3, 5, no triggers built in. And tactical actions, emergency surgery. It's 2 action, heal up to 2 damage on target model within 6 inches. So, straightforward, not bad for 5 soul stones. Not the greatest either, but nothing to shake a stick at, I suppose. The last one that we have for this crew here is the nurse. Now, the nurse is really cool. The nurse goes through a lot of different shit that she can go through. I mean, Survivor uses the nurse. Jack Dawg can use the nurse. McMorning. Any Vezzer. But here we go. Defense 6. 4 willpower. 6 wounds. Walk 4. 6 charge. Height 2. She's got accomplished. She's got defense, willpower. Trigger with a mask. Hands off. Which is, after this model is damaged by enemy attack action, push the model up to 4 inches and push this model in 4 inches away. Any direction. So that's good. Illegible prescriptions is her other one. When this model declares action, it may discard a card from your hand, add the suit of the card discarded to the action's final dual total. And that comes in handy because she only has 2 attack actions. One is syringe. 2-inch range, target suffers 0/0/1 damage, and they gain poison 4. You throw a ram in there, when damaging, the target suffers 2/4/6 damage instead, and does not gain the poison 4. Or injection, with a tome. After succeeding, immediately take your meds action at a +2 cast against the target. Okay, this is syringe, but to take your meds, this is where one of the gravy is, I like it. This action must declare a trigger. So, either you're going to go on your flip, or it's the card that you discarded. With a crow, model, heals all damage and gains paralyzed. You know, healing all damage on enemies seems like it actually is a bad idea, but paralyzing them too, it could be a game changer right there. With a mask, after succeeding, the target gains the following condition to end the turn. Uppers. This model's walk gains +2 and may only declare walk and interact actions. So you don't have to worry about them like swinging or shooting at you. With a ram, after succeeding, they gain hallucinogens. This model's melee actions deal +2 damage. And this model may only declare melee actions. So, like shutting down the shooter, I guess. And with the tome, after succeeding, the target gains the following conditions at end of turn. Downers. Model suffers a negative on all duels. They gain armor +1, but you... And that's it. So, I mean, it's something you could put on your own people to gain armor, too. But I just thought the theme of having a nurse and that whole thing just seemed to fit. So, again, this crew, it's 3 minions, 2 henchmen, 1 enforcer, you know, the little chihuahua, Dr. McMorning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 8 models. 50 So Stone Cruel. Let me know what you think of that one. I don't really, haven't played it yet. So, don't really know what to say. Except that I wanted to run a crew that was all nurses, orderlies, and doctors. So, with that being said, I'm going to take a drink, then we'll get on to my Reser crew that I like to call Dr. Feelgood. We'll be right back. Alrighty, that one goes out to my mother. God rest your soul, Mary. And, reason why, as 13, I wanted Motley Crue tickets, and I tried winning them for 2 weeks on the radio, and I did not. But in my Halloween bag, I had 2 tickets to see Motley Crue at Cobble Hall, thanks to my mother. Okay. Now, that first crew was a fun little crew. Cute, had a theme, all the girl. It's got, you didn't see my air quotes, this is podcasting, but but it was the guild crew. The things from the starter set, by running them as guild instead of the mercenaries, because they all have mercenaries, you don't have to pay the upkeep and or the upcharge for having them as mercenaries. Gives me a little bit of thing, because my mom as well watched a lot of ER, Quincy, some other doctor hospital show, I can't remember, but irrelevant. Now this next one is all about, I'm going to poison you, I'm going to summon shit, I'm going to poison you, kill you with poison, then I'm going to take your corpse, create things with it to have poison, and give it to your friends by via poison. That's a lot of poison, right? Well, we have Dr. McMorning, he's not changing much, but his upgrades do. I will keep, not transfusion. Evidence tampering, sorry. Because evidence tampering has scalpel slinging, and I don't think McMorning should be without it. It used to be on his card back in 1.5, but that's irrelevant now. Next up, for one soul stone, I took transfusion. Gains the following tactical action. Transfusion, you can take this up twice, and you'll see it in the army, or the crew. It's going to resist defense 6 with the crow, range 8. Move the full value of poison condition from one model within 8 inches to the target. This model may target itself with this action. That's big. That's big in this, because you can pass around poison to your own people. You can pass around to the enemy via off an enemy, back onto your own people, back onto something else. And you can do the expunge with everything, and it's just a pain in the ass. Next up, I took moonlighting. Gives him a couple things. Gives an envoy, which is a bullshit thing right here. Allows you to hire up to 4 guild lawyers, a guild guard, regardless of faction. Not worried about that. But it does give him roadkill scholar. If a living or undead model with an 8-inch aura is killed by a poison condition, which hopefully you will be doing a bit, and don't forget this comes as yours too. This model may summon 1 canine remains in base contact with that model before it's removed from play, and no corpse markers are placed. That's pretty sweet. Now, by his expunge trigger, he gains 1. Abracadaver. Kind of reminds me of Harry Potter a little bit, right? Well, after reducing enemy or living undead target to 0 wounds, summon a flesh construct in the base contact with the target before it's removed, and the model replaces no corpse marker. Okay. Fortunately for the opponent, it's enemy, and I can't be casting this on my own dogs or nothing. So this turns McMorning into a little bit of a poisoning douchebag. He still has a chihuahua that's going to do poison and can expunge himself. And Sebastian, who can do that as well, and we already went over what he does. But here's the upgrade I took for him. Those are not ours. So this gives him the following tactical action. Destroy evidence. He's going to sacrifice target undead model. Add 1 soul stone to this. Add 1 soul stone to this crew soul stone pool and draw 1 card. Not bad at all, especially when you got things going down on wound and everything. And you know, it's not bad. But he's got man's best friend. It comes in with a crow 6. You need a 12 with double crow. You can summon a canine and remains in the base contact with the target corpse marker, then discard the corpse marker. So it allows you a couple canine remains, rotating around in your crew. Next up, I took basically Rafkin, but with a different name, with the transfusion upgrade on her as well. This is Rowan Nielsen, not Nielsen, I don't know. Anyway, it's a special edition. I think she's a lot better looking than Rafkin, but same stats and stuff. Defense 5, willpower 5, 10 wounds, walk 5, 6 charge, height 2. For ability, she has Scent of Death. This model may take the 2 charge action as 1 action when targeting a model affected by the poison condition, which should be anything she wants to charge. My own concoctions are other one. Enemy models within the 6-inch or other with the poison condition would suffer damage from an attack, suffer 1 additional damage. So kind of like Catalyst, but she's going to be doing it with an attack. She's got Mithridization. This model would suffer damage due to poison condition, instead heals 1 damage. So this is an opportune model to be your poison carrier for McMorning when he wants to take it from one person to another one before he expunges them to death. For attack actions, she has the Liston Knife. 235, built-in crow, does infect, it's got infect, so it gives poison plus 1, like we didn't see that. 1 flask of formaldehyde, this is range 6 with 1 spread, damage of 1, 1 blast, 1 double blast, and basically all models damaged by this attack, guess what, gain plus 1 poison. An unnecessary surgery. Target suffers 1-3-5 damage. This model may only target models with the poison condition, and this is a 0 action. So, she's giving you poison, doing a 0 attack action, not bad at all. Tactical actions, preserve. Remove the poison condition from target model within 6 inches to heal 1-2-3 damage on that model. Not bad to have a healer on your crew, that's all I gotta say. This crew also has 2 nurses on it, so I'm running in with, holy, it's a high model count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Total 10 models as well, and got this one. But I got 2 nurses. I brought the carry in effigy just because, well, I'm going to own them, and I want to see them in a crew. Not just a Kaladi crew, but in, you know, a Resurrectionist crew. He's got Accomplished, Hard to Kill, Armor plus 1. He's got a Diseased Beak, doing 1-1-2 damage. And a trigger with a crow, you got to pick. Either gain poison, or they receive slow. He's got Diminished Resistance. Until the start of this model's next activation, enemy models within 5 inches, they will lose their immunities to horror, duels, slow, paralyze, and poison. Because we want the people taking their poison. Except for the immunity to horror duels, which was gained by passing a horror duel. And horrific feasting. Target a friendly leader, 8 inches, gain the following condition. At the start of spawn's activation, it may discard a card in his hand, and the or a corpse marker within 4 inches line of sight to heal 1, 2, or 3. Nah, just so what, you can heal. That being said, so can the Rafkin heal somebody that has poison too. So, I mean, going on pretty good. Now we're running with 3 K9 remains. Hopefully in this crew we can summon 2 to 3 more. Get a little bit of a model advantage. And pop, hopefully, 1 flesh construct. But let's go over to K9 and Remains. I'll cover the Flesh Construct too in a minute, because if we can summon him, he's not one we're going to add to, but we're going to aspire to try and summon one during the game. These guys are Defense 5, Willpower 5, 4 Wounds, 6 Charge, 6 Walk, Height 1. They have Hunting Dogs. Enemy models receive negative 1 defense while in within an inch of this model. They have the Scent of Death. They can take the charge action as 1 action if they're charging something with a poison condition. A lot of everything should have the poison condition. Hard to wound 1. Teeth and Claws for attack actions. Suffers 1-3-4 damage. It's got built-in crow, which can cause infect. But if you throw another crow in there for a double crow, they get rabies. After succeeding, the target gains the following condition to the rest of the game. This model gains the beast characteristic and suffers negative 1 willpower. Not bad at all. But what's a fun little thing they got is a 2 action, Found a Bone. Casting with 6, you need a 14, so you gotta have an 8. at a Velcro and place a corpse marker in base contact with this model. You know, McMorning likes his corpse counters because that's how he's gonna hopefully summon himself a, but you know, you get it, the whatchamacallit, the flesh construct, which we will get there right now. Now, he's not a lot. You could bring him in at the beginning of the game, but it's fun to create something in the middle of a game, is it not? This is a defense 3, willpower 2, 13 wound, 5 walk, 5 charge, height 2 model. 40mm base with abilities of embalm, so when this model would suffer damage due to poison condition, instead it heals. When this model is deployed or summoned, it has poison plus 5. So all I gotta say is a model that comes up with poison plus 5 for that poison condition to be moved here or there and back on your people, then death. It's pretty cool. Hard wound 1, ceaseless advance. When a friendly model ends its activation, if the opposing player has 0 cards in his hand, this model can reactivate. Reactivating models are pretty damn sweet. I mean, I like it with my pigs, so why not here? And he's too dumb to care. He's immune to horde duels and the manipulative ability because, well, he's a fucking Frankenstein's monster. Attack actions, he has a meat hook doing 2-3-5 damage. Of course, built-in crow with infect. You throw a crow in there, damage. You throw a ram in there for crow and a ram. Red flesh, the damage flip receives a plus. Not bad at all. And he has devour. Everyone loves devour, don't they? It's target number 13 with a tome and a crow, which he has a built-in crow. Sacrifice target living model. The target must be height 1 or have the paralyzed condition. Well, double slow gives you paralyzed. So hopefully you can do a devour. It's not bad. To summon this big guy in the middle of combat without having him in the beginning of your game, it's pretty damn cool. I mean, I like this crew a lot, actually. After doing the Doctors and crew for Guild and making this one to do a comparison, I think that this is a far superior crew. You have fun with the poison. Plus, it allows you to run Rafkin, or alternate version, and the reason why I want to do it. So I might actually use the McMorning, the Dr. Dreyfus, for this. So I don't know. It's pretty cool. I like to do these because I'm going to play this coming up. Like I said, I haven't done the Kaladi yet because, well, the cards for the Bunraku just came in. I'm learning how to use this Very Bad Things app. Let's see. That's going to be it. Let me know what you think. It's like, hey, Sean, you're an idiot. You should take this instead of that or this or don't worry about that. Let me know. Like I said, my first crew, Guild, I want it all to be medical assistance, stuff like that. So that's my theme. I was going for that just because, well, my one daughter loves Grey's Anatomy, so maybe I can get her to play that instead of Showgirls. And the poison one just seems rude. And, I like dogs, and it has dogs, and I like being rude. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with a version of Alice Cooper's Poison. Hope you enjoyed. And I have no idea what I'm talking about next time. But until then, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.
Your cruel device, your blood like ice, one look could kill my pain, your thrill. I wanna love you, but I better not touch.
Don't touch.
I wanna hold you, but my senses tell me to stop.
I wanna kiss you, but I want it too much.
Too much.
I wanna taste you, but your lips are venomous. Poison. kid.